Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Juvo Hub podcast. Just before we get into our show, I wanted to tell you a bit about our sponsor, Real HR, a Higginbotham company. I have known their leadership team for many years now, and I'm telling you that you will be impressed with the level of dedication they have toward their clients. It is phenomenal. They work a lot with human resource departments in the property management space. So if you have questions or needs involving employee benefits, payroll administration, employee screening, and so much more, they are the ones to talk to. And they are under the umbrella of their parent company, Higginbotham, which has a whole other level of services related to insurance needs and benefits. So definitely check them out. That's real-hr.com, real-hr.com, and see it for yourself. And of course, there'll be a link in the show notes to their site. So a big, big, huge Juvo Hub, thank you for being our sponsor. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of Juvo Hub. Juvo Hub is your self-education helping hand in property management. And I'm really excited again today about our guest, Lisa Rozier from Rangewater. I've worked with her for many years with the Institute of Real Estate Management, and she brings over 20 years of experience to the table and the discussion today. She currently serves as the Director of Training for Rangewater. And we're going to be focused on really employee engagement is going to be the subject we're going to dive into in just a moment. But first of all, let's welcome Lisa. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jonathan. I'm honored to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you. It's exciting to really be able to showcase. Rangewater to me has been just an amazing example for property management professionals to really do their best to emulate what a program you guys have put together. A lot of rebranding. You were Matrix not too long ago, and the whole rebranding process to become Rangewater. What's been amazingly impressive to me has just been your training department, your learning and development department. So let's dive into that for a minute. Can you just kind of share with us some of the items that you would consider are like the core elements of Rangewater, and how did that come together?
Absolutely. Yes, our rebranding has been very exciting. And, you know, we continue to try to challenge the status quo. And we're experiencing, you know, more technology and automation, new business models. And, you know, as a company, we're always evolving. And so we're always asking ourselves, you know, the tough questions. You know, how can we ensure that we are maximizing our employees' skills? What will they need next? And how do I prepare my team for future growth opportunities? And, you know, the one thing we don't want to do is to get stuck in a reactive model. We always want to, you know, push forward and make, you know, think ahead and what's next and, you know, how can we give our teams the knowledge that they need to be successful, right, and give them all the tools and resources they need to be successful.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah, so it sounds like just a lot of planning, a lot of discussion, a lot of opt-in from leadership, and then obviously opt-in from your team as a whole. So one of the things that I noticed, Lisa, about your program, now I step back a few years to when property management was like very, very, everything that they did was very hush hush. You know, we don't display anything about what we do internally because that's proprietary and do not share this on social media. And that really was the culture of property management. You know, we don't jump back about 10 years or so ago, but even today, there's still a lot that are very, very afraid or concerned from a legal perspective. A lot of different reasons why they hesitate to present a more transparent version of what their company is and what their culture is. So for Rangewater, you very transparent. It's awesome to see all the social media that's out there. that the training that you're doing, how the employees are involved, and it's very inspiring. So from your perspective, how has this served the learning and development department? How has that aided your employees, their growth? What are your comments on that?
Well, you know, I feel like as leaders in the industry, that it's our responsibility to be transparent. And you know, it's really not necessary to hide what I like to call your genius zone or your special sauce. It's not necessary because anyone can do it. You just have to have the resources and leadership backing you up to have a successful program. And so really we kind of take the approach that it's not business, it's personal, and that our employees are the voice of the company. And so we look to them to tell us what they need as far as professional development. You know, we're it's one thing to solicit advice, but it's another thing to turn your employee ideas into actionable plans and to include the idea makers in the process. And I think that's the most important part, is to get the buy-in from your team by allowing them to be part of the process. I mean, you hired these team members, so there is this huge level of trust. And if you're hiring the right people, then you can trust them to be part of your team and help you with your learning and development initiatives.
Right. I love that. I wrote that down. Our employees are the voice of our company. That's awesome. That's a quote right there. That is fantastic. And, you know, when I see what you guys post on social media, I try to put myself in the shoes of all your employees and how exciting that must be for them, especially since you guys are so involved in working with ones that just come out of college. You provide internships, you provide mentoring. I've talked to the students that have worked with you, and everyone has always just been excited and so, so grateful for the components of what you guys have put together and the example that you set for the industry. So that's fantastic. So I got that down. Our employees are the voice of our company. There you go, folks. So let's move on to some tips. So for those who are on the show, they're like, okay, employee engagement, learning and development program. Boy, those are some big expressions. Where do I begin? Where do I start? Could be the questions that they're thinking in their mind. So what are some tips that you can share that have helped you and you've seen work well with your team when it comes to driving that employee engagement in your program?
Right. So sort of what I just mentioned is really engaging and sharing ideas from your team members. And in order to do that, we do a lot of pre-assessments. We do a lot of surveys. You know, we're always reaching out. We're asking, what do you feel you need to take your career to the next level? And really including them as part of that process. And then also offering a range of opportunities. You know, philanthropic opportunities are huge. The people that we hire, they are volunteers. Mm-hmm. They have the volunteer heart. And so giving them the opportunity, you know, to participate in a huge range of service opportunities, you know, has been really big for us. If you look on our social media, you will see our teams, and they are really putting it out there that they're delivering meals to the frontline workers at Grady, or they're holding an adoption for animals at their property. Whatever they're doing, that inspires them and motivates them, and it keeps them engaged in the company because they don't look at it as just a job. Right. They look at it as a family. And I think that's what Rangewater does best, is basically we welcome everyone. We include everyone. We're a family. We work together. And they know that they have opportunities to shine. And so, you know, with the employee engagement, I feel like the biggest impact is making your employees feel like they're something, they're part of something bigger than just themselves.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Fantastic. Yeah, great examples. It's the serving you is the what's being personified. And that's what you guys do to your employees. And so they're following your lead in the way you have participated in these various charity events. What a great connection to be able to just, that's part of your job. You get to help other people. Besides helping people find a home, we're going to find other ways for you to help people. So that is absolutely fantastic. It's a nice segue into my next question. We work together a lot with the Institute of Real Estate Management and Rangewater. I almost said Matrix. Rangewater is very, very involved with the Institute of Real Estate Management. And you bring a lot of your team members there to support the events and the education and various items that are put together throughout the year. So how has this approach, getting them involved with organizations such as IREM, how has that helped their learning and development?
Well, we all know that professional development is one of the main factors that actually drive employee engagement. And very often in this industry, you know, you can remain stagnant or lack opportunity if you don't raise your hand. But we take a very proactive approach in encouraging participation in IREM events and luncheons to educate the team on the incredible opportunities that are available. And we have seen huge growth in our team members. When they pursue these certifications and designations through IREM, you can physically see the confidence that it gives to them and watch them as they are promoted and they take on new opportunities in mentoring and growing other team members and leadership. And it's just phenomenal to watch that growth and the confidence they get from being part of such a great organization. So IREM has been a tremendous partner for us.
Beautiful. Yeah, an example again for our listeners. If you're hesitant to get involved, you're looking at your schedule or you don't want your employees to be distracted from their day-to-day jobs, this is just like you highlighted before, being involved in charitable events, charitable causes and things along that line. This is, from my perspective, being at these IREM events, I see the energy that is in your team members and how excited they are. They see how it empowers them. They see how, as Dr. Debbie says, they are moving through their career lattice, you know, that they see that as an opportunity to continue to grow. And IREM is one of many organizations that really just have always been there. So fantastic, great feedback. So great actionable tips I took away from just talking to you just for a few minutes today, Lisa. Just really having a culture. Nothing that you said today sounded clinical or data spreadsheet, even though I'm sure there is. I'm sure you guys have data and you have metrics that you look at. But overall, in order for it to function, it had to have heart. And you guys have heart and it's just awesome. It's just awesome. So I really, really am so happy that you took the time to be with us today on this episode. But before we close out, question I'd like to ask all of our guests, what one actionable tip could you share that has served you well as an educator?
I think that the one thing that I always try to keep front of mind, and really this comes, you know, from the top and the leadership examples within Rangewater, is just never lose sight of the human component. Never look at your employees as a number. Always look at them as if they are part of your family. And put yourself in their shoes. What would you want for your career? What would you expect from a mentor? I've had the honor and support of some incredible leaders, and I wouldn't be where I am if it weren't for them constantly pushing me and encouraging me to learn and grow and to get back and to pay it forward. And, you know, always keeping front of mind, what can I do to help someone today? Whether it's professionally, personally, spiritually, or any other facet of life, because it all ties together. It all comes down to fulfillment and making a difference in someone's life. So I think for me, always remembering that your company is your employees. And, you know, you just have to take care of them and you have to put them first.
Love it. There's your second quote, ladies and gentlemen. Never lose sight of the human component. Don't treat your employees as numbers. Beautiful. And quote number one, our employees are the voice of our company. So two amazing thoughts there, Lisa. We appreciate that so much. And it's, again, it's been a joy to have you on the show today, and a lot that those who are listening to the show will be able to take away and start working on their own culture. Look for ways that they can improve, and for all of us to look at how we are as leaders, to educate ourselves, to make sure that we're doing a better job of incorporating always that human element into what we do and what we say each, so that we can keep making the property management industry the best that it always is. So thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. Lisa Rozier from Rangewater, the Director of Training. Thank you for being here with us today. And we look forward to seeing everyone on our next show.
Thank you, Jonathan.